On this Friday morning, first and foremost, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to Matt Sabuda.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Jay.
Time to go beyond the playbook. Of course, the Bills are reeling after three straight losses with their playoff hopes quickly fading as they now go on the road to Kansas City. What can we expect?
My best advice is don't expect a lot. Despite being 5-5 facing a Chiefs team that's lost four of their last five games, the Bills find themselves as one of the weekend's biggest underdogs, and you can't take that away from them, as they've certainly earned it in the hard way, in historically bad fashion. But the Chiefs, they've hit their own brutal stretch as well. Despite starting 5-0 and looking like the odds-on favorite as an AFC Super Bowl contender, as they even went into New England on opening night and trounced the Patriots, they've now lost four of their last five in an overtime loss last week against the then one-win Giants. And that slump has fallen squarely on their offensive struggles as the defense has been consistent. During the five-game winning streak to start the season, the Chiefs averaged almost 33 points per game. The last five games, they're averaging less than 20. In particular, look no further than quarterback Alex Smith, who appeared to be an early MVP candidate and has now just shrunk back down to the slightly above average quarterback he's really been known to be throughout the course of his career. As for the Kansas City running game, equally Jekyll and Hyde, rookie sensation Kareem Hunt, he raced out to an average of approximately 122 yards per game in the five-game win streak. Last five games, you guessed it, completely fallen apart. He sunk to a lowly 52.8 yards per game on the ground. So what does this all mean? It's setting up to be that matchup in which team is going to be the tonic for the other, I guess. The Bills, who could sure use a slumping team with slumping statistics to try to get back on track, and that's exactly what the Chiefs are hoping for when they see the slumping Bills. So something has to give in what I have dubbed the Slump Bowl.
The Slump Bowl. There's something to get people to go to their TVs to watch, right? All right. Let's give us something to watch for. Who should we be on the lookout for?
Everybody's going to be talking quarterback, but what really is there to say at this point? Tyrod Taylor, he's back under center, and the best you can hope for is that the one-game benching as a starter sparks his best play. But while quarterback gets all the attention, I'm going to be paying, I think, the most focus to the defensive line. Despite an encouraging start that was likely propped up by a run of defensive turnovers, the line has absolutely struggled in its core mission, stopping the run and getting to the quarterback. The Bills are currently 24th against the run and 29th in sacks. They're averaging just a sack and a half per game for 15 on the year. It's this deficiency that's just really allowed opposing coordinators and quarterbacks the ultimate luxury, which is comfort and time in the pocket, along with the option to run or pass with equal effect. I just tried so hard to pull any bright spots, Jay, out of this defensive line. There just aren't any to be found. So again, while so many are looking at the quarterback as the primary spotlight in the Bills' collapse, there should be plenty, if not greater, focus on the defensive line come Sunday. If they can't correct that play, likely going to be another long day of long, sustained, maddening drives for Kansas City.
Okay, all right. So we've been kind of swimming in a sea of personnel talk here, but get right down to it, Matt. What's the importance of the game?
Yeah, I guess, you know, ordinarily you'd take a deeper dive into the standings and just break down exactly how win or loss fits into the potential playoff picture, as they are 5-5, after all, for the fourth straight year, I might mention. But after the way the team has absolutely fallen apart over the last 3 weeks, seems to be more on the line this weekend in terms of team identity and stability. You'd hate to see this death spiral continue as the young management and coaching staff are trying to build. It's these kinds of demoralizing slumps that can see a coach lose his players and team. And considering the number of these guys are going to be back next season, particularly the youngsters, you just don't want to see it become a trend. I guess you have to remember fans and older players were almost conditioned at this point to the losing culture, as sad as that is. But the new coaching staff and the young additions, they're not. A turnaround win like this one would go a long way in helping to build just something different. Let's face it, I think this team is incomplete. We could probably all agree on that. They're likely not going anywhere this year. But creating a competitive, resilient team that works through adversity, that can still happen. The only question is if they're up to it. Are they different? So we're going to learn a little more each week, starting on Sunday.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We look forward to, I hope, reviewing this on Monday, unlike the last couple of Mondays.
Oof.
Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.